One man's food scraps are another man's compost. I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, we explore an effort to make sure the COVID-19 vaccine reaches Wichita's communities of color.
I'm looking at black and brown people with the disparity, the vulnerability, the non-access to get to these places.
But first, the typical American adds more than 200 pounds of food waste to landfills each year. That's according to the Environmental Protection Agency. Those numbers are what pushed Jesse Marks to start a curbside compost service in 2018. Marks thought that if people were more mindful about what they throw away, maybe they might have a better sense of the food ecosystem overall.
A lot of us are just, we're very fortunate, and we, you know, food isn't something that we have to worry about too much. But that doesn't mean that that's the case for everyone. So it's more awareness of food-related issues, whether that's insecurity, waste, the effects of our trash on our environment.
So Nudge Compost was born. Marks hopes to nudge people to take a small step toward helping the environment, which might lead them to take even more steps in the future.
The thing that we have found that is that when people start to pay attention to where their food scraps are going, they feel a lot better about it. They're not just throwing things away and then just, you know, trash man comes and it's just gone.
Mark says he has about 200 customers, both residential and commercial. For $20 a month, he'll pick up the food scraps they deposit in a 5-gallon bucket the company provides. The day I accompanied Mark on part of his route, the buckets contained eggshells, coffee grounds, tea bags, and assorted table scraps. Marks then takes the material to the Wichita Dirt Company. There, it begins the 8 to 10 week journey from food waste to nutrient-rich compost. Gardeners love this stuff because it improves the health of soil, helps it retain moisture, and reduces the need for fertilizers. More importantly, composting keeps food waste out of landfills where it produces methane. That's a greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. One of Nudge's customers is Leslie Coffee Company. Owner Sarah Leslie says her business tries to be sustainable at many levels.
You know, you have to be committed to it kind of regardless of cost. You know, the compostable cups are a little bit more expensive. Certainly there's a fee for Jesse's service, but I think at the end of the day, it's worth it because it shows our commitment to the environment and to our community.
Mark says his company has turned more than 200,000 pounds of waste into compost since it started. He'd like to hit 1 million pounds. In the meantime, he's still dealing with the challenges of running a small business, some of which are unique to his line of work.
Most compost companies would tell you that the bane of their existence is produce stickers. Because even I, in my home bucket, don't always pick them off because it's a pain. But they are absolutely impermeable to the composting process. So we have to deal with those a lot.
A quick note, Nudge Compost is a financial supporter of KMUW. White Kansans have received the COVID-19 vaccine at about double the rate of black Kansans. And as the vaccine rollout continues, there's been a growing effort to close that gap. The Wichita Black Nurses Association and black churches are working with the Sedgwick County Health Department to deliver the vaccine to underserved communities. Carla Eccles has the story for this month's In the Mix.
Okay, Reverend Dallas, come to the stick here.
Nurse Brenda Davis gives Reverend Willard Dallas the Pfizer vaccine shot in his right arm.
That's not so bad, huh?
How do you feel?
Feel good. It wasn't too bad.
What did it feel like?
Just a little sting.
Why was it important for you to do this today?
Just to set a good example and let people know not to be afraid to do it.
Even though some people refuse to get vaccinated, a growing number are willing to take the vaccine. Having access to get it is another concern. Studies show that black and Hispanic people receive smaller shares of COVID vaccinations compared to their share of COVID cases and deaths. Black health providers are seeking ways to bring the vaccine to communities of color. Retired nurse Margaret Thompson helped organize the effort.
This is important to me because I'm looking at black and brown people with the disparity, the vulnerability, the non-access to get to these places. That is what's held so many black and brown people up for getting this vaccine. It's so important to me because we get this COVID-19 and we die the quickest and we become the sickest.
Access and trust are key issues in communities of color, which are disproportionately impacted by COVID.
It almost killed me, to be honest with you. It almost killed me emotionally. I lost 5 very dear friends to COVID-19.
Roderick Huggins, pastor of St. James Missionary Baptist Church, waves at a senior heading into the church for a vaccine. He says hosting the clinic has provided much-needed access for the shot.
They have to become comfortable with the people that they know, love, and have shown credibility and consistency over a period of time. And that's why I thought it was so important that I get the shot and that we make it available to the people of our community.
Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne says the county is looking to give pharmacies in vulnerable communities more shares of the vaccine.
We're weighing those more heavily than what we are the others that are not vulnerable as far as giving them more vaccine, and looking at other community centers and churches that we can go into to make sure that we get everybody in the community vaccinated.
Reverend Dallas rolls his sleeve back down, relieved to get his first shot. Dallas plans to host a vaccine clinic as well at Greater St. Mary's Baptist Church.
I just want to let people know we're going to get through this. You know, God is going to get us through it, so just carry on.
For The Range, I'm Carla Echols.
A vaccine clinic at Wichita's Greater St. Mary's Baptist Church will be held April 11th. The church is currently taking appointments. More information on vaccines is at kmuw.org. And one last thing. Spring means different things to different people. Warmer weather, flowers blooming, tornadoes. But to me, it's always meant baseball. I played 7 seasons of organized baseball as a kid and hundreds of pickup games with friends in a vacant lot or schoolyard. Waiting for a Michigan winter to end and spring to begin seemed endless. I've also coached baseball on and off since high school, including my little brother and my son and daughter. I'm coaching again this season in League 42. In anticipation of the first practice, I laced new rawhide into my glove, which I've had since I was 15, and I rubbed some Vaseline on it to help ease the stiffness from another long winter in the garage and to release the smell of leather, my favorite scent of spring. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Hugo Fan, Natty Foe, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.